All right, welcome in everyone, ready for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something pretty universal, something I bet everyone listening has struggled with at some point.
Yeah.
How to stay creative, how to keep those fresh ideas coming. I mean, whether you're, you know, buried in lines of code, designing some amazing visual, or working on something totally different, we all hit those walls sometimes where we just need a spark.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all been there. It's like, where's that light bulb moment when you need it?
Exactly. So to help us crack the code on staying creative, so to speak, we dug into this really interesting article. I'm going to get the title here. Okay. It's called The Right Way to Start Your Website, How E-commerce Developers and Web Designers Stay Creative.
Catchy title.
Right. And it's by Jim Clannon from Atlanta E-commerce Website Design. Seems like he knows his stuff.
Definitely. And it's a really practical piece looking at how the pros in these fields, you know, where you need to be creative on demand, basically, keep those ideas flowing.
So our mission today is to really pull out the techniques. Clannon highlights those actionable insights you can actually apply to your own work, whatever that may be, to boost your own creativity.
Love it. Let's get tactical.
Okay, so first up, and this one might surprise you, Clannon starts with organization. You might not think organized and creative go hand in hand, right?
It seems counterintuitive, right? Like, you picture the messy artist studio, the chaotic genius kind of thing.
Totally. But Clannon's point is really interesting. It's not about becoming, like, rigidly structured. It's more about how a well-organized environment, like your physical space, your digital files, all that, actually frees up mental energy.
Makes sense. It's like, if you're not spending mental energy hunting for that one file or that design asset you need, your brain is less cluttered, right? More room for the good stuff.
Exactly. Think about cognitive load. If your workspace is chaotic, your brain's dealing with all that visual noise, all that mental clutter. But if you've got your design assets, your tools, even basic stuff like web-safe colors, your fonts, all easily accessible.
You're cutting down on the distractions, basically.
Exactly. Mm. You're letting the creative signals come through louder. And this applies to anyone, really. Think about what you need to do your best work, those core elements. Could being more organized about those things free up mental space for you to be more creative? Something to consider.
Definitely. Streamlining the basics so your mind can wander more freely, make those unexpected connections that spark new ideas.
All right, so organization is key. Next up, Clannon talks about pushing boundaries. This one feels a bit more like what we typically associate with being creative.
For sure. And it's especially relevant in fields that are constantly evolving, like web development, design. Things change so fast.
All the time. And Clannon's point is, just because something worked before doesn't mean it's still the best solution. The web's constantly evolving.
You're gonna get stuck in your ways, even if those ways have worked for you before.
It's like getting too comfy in your comfort zone, right? Clannon's saying real creative growth happens when you step outside of that. So for a developer, maybe that's experimenting with a new JavaScript framework, even if their old one is fine. For a designer, maybe it's trying out a layout they've never used before, or a color palette that's outside their norm. It's about trying new things, pushing those boundaries. What about you, listener? What are those comfortable methods you rely on? Could shaking things up, trying something new, even slightly different, lead to a breakthrough for you?
It's about challenging the status quo, right? That's where innovation comes from. And by pushing those boundaries, you open up a whole world of possibilities.
Okay, on to the next tip. This one's all about inspiration, which, you know, is kind of the lifeblood of creativity. But Clannon suggests looking in some pretty unexpected places. Where does he say to find these creative sparks, you know, beyond the obvious websites and digital designs?
Well, he actually encourages a really wide perspective. He mentions print design, like magazines, books, anything on a physical page, just seeing how information is laid out differently. Architecture is another one, how spaces and light and form all interact. Art, of course, thinking about how color and texture and composition evoke emotions. And then he has this great catch-all, anything else that catches your eye.
It's so open-ended, right? I love that because it shows that inspiration really can be anywhere. It could be the patterns in nature, the way people talk, even the design of everyday objects. It's all potential fuel for your creative fire. And Clannon's point is, be open to it all. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't dismiss those little thoughts and observations just because they don't seem directly related to your work. Write those ideas down. You never know when they might be useful.
It's about making connections between seemingly unrelated things, seeing those analogies. That cool pattern on a fabric could inspire a new visual motif for a website. The way a building is structured could spark an idea for how to organize your code.
Now, this next tip might seem a little counterintuitive. especially when you're under pressure, up against a deadline. Clannon says, take breaks.
I think we all know this deep down, but we resist it, right? It's especially when we feel like we should be working, working, working.
Totally. But there's actual science behind it. When you focus on a problem for too long, your brain gets tired, less efficient. You get stuck in a rut, and you might miss obvious solutions.
It's like your brain needs to recharge, reset.
Exactly. Stepping away, even for a bit, lets your mind disengage. And that's when the magic can happen. Your brain keeps working in the background, even when you're not actively thinking about the problem.
Subconsciously, yeah.
And you come back with fresh eyes, new ideas. Clannon suggests things like going for a walk, taking a nap, even watching a movie. It's about a complete mental shift. It might feel like you're wasting time, but often that break leads to a breakthrough. Think about it, listener. Have you ever been stuck on something, then the answer hits you when you're doing something totally unrelated? That's the power of a strategic break.
It's not procrastination, it's part of the process. And even if you don't get that aha moment during the break itself, coming back with fresh eyes lets you see things you might have missed before.
Okay, last big idea from the article is to try new processes. This kind of builds on pushing boundaries, but it's specifically about how you work, your workflow.
So if you're feeling stuck, creatively drained, Clannon says don't just tweak the final product, look at how you're getting there.
Right, shake up the process itself, maybe try a different project management method, a new collaboration tool, even just change the order you do things in.
It keeps things fresh, keeps your brain engaged.
Exactly. Two big benefits here. One, it combats burnout. Doing the same things the same way over and over gets stale. Two, it helps you learn and grow. By adapting to a new process, you might find more efficient ways to work. You might even discover that your old way was actually holding you back creatively. So, listener, have you ever felt like you're just going through the motions in your work? This is about making a conscious change to get re-energized.
It's about being mindful of your process, how you work, not just what you're working on.
Okay, before we wrap up, let's talk about the man behind these insights, Jim Clannon.
So Clannon's a co-founder of Double Dome. They do e-commerce website design. He oversees both the creative and development teams there, and he's all about client satisfaction.
So his advice is grounded in real-world experience, right? Mm. He's not just theorizing. He's in the trenches, managing teams, making sure they're delivering creative solutions that actually work for clients.
Exactly. Practical advice from someone who lives it every day.
And it's cool that outside of work, he's got all these different interests. Plays drums, goes to car shows, loves to travel, does community projects. It just shows, you know, he walks the walk when it comes to finding inspiration everywhere.
Totally. Reinforces that idea that creativity isn't just about your specific field. It's about having a rich, varied life that feeds your imagination.
So let's bring it all together. We talk about how organization, maybe surprisingly, is the foundation for creativity. We cover the need to push boundaries, try new things, stay uncomfortable. We explored finding inspiration in unexpected places, really being open to the world around you. And we talked about taking breaks, letting your subconscious do some of the heavy lifting. And finally, trying new processes, shaking up how you work to keep things fresh and keep growing.
It's a blend of structure and openness, really. Discipline and curiosity. It's about having a solid foundation, but always being open to new ideas, new ways of doing things.
And while Clannon's advice is focused on e-commerce and web design, these ideas really apply to anyone who wants to be more creative, whatever they're doing. So here's a final thought for you, listener. What's one small change you can make in your work today to boost your creativity? Think about which of these tips resonates most with you, whether it's decluttering your space, finding some unusual inspiration, or scheduling a real break. We hope this deep dive has given you some fresh perspectives and practical strategies to spark your own creativity. Thanks for joining us.